The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We're going to get our betting on a little bit. Talk a little fantasy for those of you who are still alive there. And a lot more. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jong Snow, with a zero in the snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Damn it, we got football tonight. The weekend's almost here. This week's
almost
over. We kind
of got football tonight.
Well, I'm betting on it.
Okay, well, hey, there you go, then.
And let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. I spent a lot of times today, looking at the bowl game lines.
I did, too.
First week of bowl game.
All right. That's interesting, because we didn't even talk about that. And, yeah, I've been going over a bunch of them. I got some plays.
All right. So, then we'll have to. That'll be a topic of discussion.
Yeah, I got a bunch of good stuff today. You know how I always go through and I just put stuff in, like if I were going to go topic by topic,
yes,
segment by segment, and I always put like four or five things, and then I just pick out the best ones, and then you pick out stuff, and then that's how. I've got like a couple of these segments. I got like 10 things. I found so much stuff today that was worth talking about that it would be fun, and not just sports, but some non-sports. I actually have. I think we should have to start doing a daily update on sexual harassment claims. There's like five today that I've got.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, been a productive day, man. I got a bunch done today. Did a bunch of stuff on Sports Map. Wrote a Rockets article because people are saying, why don't you never write about the Rockets? So I did.
Okay.
I wrote the three under the radar reasons why they're beating the crap out of everybody. Because it's real easy to say Harden, Paul. Oh, Clint Capella's emerged, so I came up with three different things. I'll be curious to get your thoughts on those. And yeah, just a good day. Even had time to go have lunch at China Garden, get my Chinese on. But Carol wasn't there, so it's never as much fun.
Oh, okay.
There. So, what have you been up to? Just betting?
Yeah, advanced stats and things like that. You know, the life of a degenerate.
Yeah,
is, basically what I've been doing today.
Yeah, the computer program that I used for stuff, I adjusted for the bowl games. I did it non-adjusted, and then I adjusted it for the bowl games and added point differentials for coaches who are no longer with teams and things like that, and kind of came up with some cool lines. So there's a few that just jump out, which I always love. So we can get to those today, too.
Okay.
John, what have you been up to?
Meetings.
Meetings about what?
The Klein Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
The Klein Christmas
party. So there's a Klein Christmas party, and there's also a Knicks Christmas party.
Yes. So so everybody listening, next Friday, starting at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can go to Klein's Jewelry, and you can have a party with John Granato, Lance Erline, Raheel Ramzanali. And at 11, go over to Knicks, start your party early there as well with Raheel and Dell. Usual suspects, Joel and Barry, and then us, Fred and AJ.
Why, you know what? Why can't we get you over there with us and have Tyler fill in here? That'd be kind of cool.
He's engineering.
Well, you could flip-flop. You could engineer on site and be the third guy. You're talented.
Yeah, but I've never really engineered, so.
Well, I'm pretty sure, look, if Ninja can do it, I'm pretty sure you can do it. I'm just saying. So, all right, that'll be fun. I hadn't been to Knicks in a while.
No, it's been some time.
But
yeah, we're trying to come up with some games and stuff to play on the side.
Okay.
We're working on that. And then if you guys are familiar with John and Lance's famous Christmas party, there will be the eggnog chug.
I'm not familiar with
those
that.
Those things that
they don't end, yeah, they don't end well for the participants.
Oh. All right then.
I think one of the first things that I went to with the station here was one of their Christmas parties over there at Klein's.
Yeah, there's a lot of throwing up going on.
That's going to be at Klein's or Nick's?
Probably both, because those guys will go from Klein's to Nick's. And I'll go on record as saying, if you haven't been over to Klein's, that's a pretty cool place. It's where I got the wife's wedding ring from. So Johnny says, damn, Fred, you sound so cheerful and happy. You're probably going to die. I am going to die. There will come a day,
one day
when I will no longer breathe. But it is not this day. Well, I mean, at least until 11:59. See, now I've jinxed myself. I'm going to have a heart attack like about 6:40 and kick over.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, it was a good ride. It was a hell of a good run.
Yeah.
Zach wants to know, any opinion on the net neutrality decision? Can I be perfectly honest with you? I've read a bunch of stuff about that, and I've asked a couple people who should know about that, and I think I'm just dumb when it comes to this. I don't really get it.
What don't you get? What's the...
I don't understand the actual impact versus what everybody's saying could be the impact.
The actual impact of today's decision is basically now... There are going to be fast lanes and slow lanes to the internet, and think of it like a toll road. Now you're going to have to pay to use the internet efficiently, or you can piddle along on the access road and stop at all the stoplights unless you want to pay. And if you pay, you can get on the fast lane.
I see.
Does that make it
kind of? And I mean, I've read a lot of stuff explaining that, and I've also read the other sides of it saying that, yeah. For instance, I guess AT&T used to do this where you could stream DirecTV on your phone, and it didn't cost you data, but if you did anybody else, it would cost you data, and it's going to be that kind of stuff. But I have not been able to sort out what the actual impact will be, because
I think it's going to have a big impact on small business, just because Since net neutrality stuff has come into kind of I guess when Obama put it into place, we're not at a place where we were now, where a lot of people are depending on like Amazon and stuff to have a lot of their stuff shipped to them. And I think small businesses might suffer because if they're getting throttled and if they're getting charged extra for, you know, shipping and that kind of thing, I think that's going to, it's not very helpful for small businesses.
Well, I'm against anything that's not helpful for small businesses.
What they've essentially done is the FCC, which is the most garbage organization and useless.
They're listening.
I hope they're listening because they're garbage. And it is a useless organization that is now apparently like, I mean, because their usefulness is basically run out. They are using the fact that they still exist to make as much money as possible, apparently. So, basically, they've taken money from some of these internet providers, and they are now saying that the internet is basically a telecommunication service, like a phone company or a phone service. And now you've got to... basically, what it is now is you... are going to have to buy like maybe a package to get to this. Maybe it's like a cable company.
This might be a good way to explain it. Let's say you're paying Netflix has gone up to $10.99, right?
Yes.
So you have to pay for $10.99 Netflix. That goes to Netflix. But the government will charge you an extra to get a faster service from Netflix. So if you want a slow service, a standard service, you'll pay the $10.99. If you want that high speed service from Netflix so you can stream more high quality stuff, then you're going to have to pay an extra X amount of money.
And when you say the higher speed, you're talking about like what you have now.
Yes, exactly.
If you want what you have now, you have to pay. If you want your internet to be slowed down, or if you're okay with your internet being slowed down, you do not have to pay. Yeah, it's not like you're getting better internet all of a sudden. That's not the case. You're getting the same internet, you just have to pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, you get less internet. And, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? It borders on what you're getting in some of these countries like North Korea where the government controls the internet. I think more importantly than the money, like just the free thinking that the internet allows and the sharing of ideas that it allows, it gets stifled. And that's what, you know... The things that has always made this country great was We're always innovating things here. We're always ahead of the curve. It's going to be hard to do that when this happens.
Risky Business says, totally wrong on net neutrality. You're backwards. Read my FB post. Well, first off,
read your FB post.
I don't get on Facebook, for one. And how am I backwards when I'm asking you guys to explain it to me? I don't understand how that's backwards. Mm. I'm not understanding it.
What's the benefit? That's what I'm curious.
Is this more government involvement in something?
Of course it
is. Okay, then that I'm against.
Of course it is.
Did all the Republicans vote against
it? All the Republicans voted for it.
For more government involvement.
It went 3-2 on party lines was the vote. 3-2 on party lines.
Just checking.
Which, this is what drives me the craziest. Like, how is this, other than money, how is this a political party? How does it benefit Republicans or Democrats? I mean, is it somehow stopping abortions? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, if Verizon's lining their pockets with money.
Ding, ding, ding. And by the way, the chair of the FCC, former head of Verizon. Crazy that they want to do this now, huh? Who would have thought? Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to charge me more money for this, so I have AT&T at home, right?
Yeah.
Which is also DirecTV and everything. I'll just cut back on my DirecTV if I have to spend more on this.
Oh, see, that's what I don't want to do.
Well, I have my limits on how much I'll pay a certain company. So that's what I'll do.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it other than, and I read 4 stories today trying to explain it to me, and it all sounded completely different. Depending on who was saying it. So, no, I don't get it. If that makes me backwards, fine. But I'm not going to go read your Facebook post.
Yeah.
Because I read AP and I read the New York Times and I don't understand them.
And from my understanding, if you do have AT&T and they decide to throttle, let's say, a website you might, go to a lot, Pornhub or something, they can do that.
Yeah.
And then you would have to pay more to get higher speeds on that.
I guess I'll just wait and see what the impact actually is before I...
Well, it still has to go through Congress.
Oh, okay.
Like Congress can say, no, we're not going to...
I mean, listen, and this is going to be held up by red tape and things like that.
And
but
lawsuits.
There will be lawsuits, but this initial vote is... If the initial vote wouldn't have gone the way that it did, we wouldn't have to be having this conversation right now.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people say it's actually less government. So that's the thing. I don't know. I'm hearing so many different things from so many different people. I have no freaking clue, so... I wish I could speak to this with some sort of expertise, but for every time somebody tells me, oh, well, the government's going to do this. No, it's less government. No, it's already been there. It's like, I have no
freaking government clue. Just gave power to these telecommunications companies whose pockets the government is in. They basically just gave them the ability to block off certain sites or charge extra fees to do things like this. So...
Yeah, people keep saying you have the exact opposite of what's true. So that's the thing. I don't know. Nobody's been able to explain it to me to where I understand it. And
I'm with you. I read a couple articles and that's what it was saying. So,
well, like I said, but I read 2 articles from reputable places, what I consider reputable, that were the exact said the exact opposite thing. So I honestly, and people keep trying to explain it to me and. I don't get it. I guess I'm just dumb.
Do you like the internet, how it works today?
Here?
Not our Wi-Fi. I'm talking about the internet in general. Like, you can go to whatever site you want.
For the most part.
Me too.
Yeah.
So how about don't change it? The internet's pretty good.
All right. You know what? I should ask Steven, who just tweeted us. So the real shame is that internet speeds get faster. They do so exponentially year over year. It won't get cheaper like it's supposed to. It'll get more expensive.
Exactly.
See, he works for Facebook. I trust him. So
he works for Facebook now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's the one that started Houston Sports and stuff. Now he's at Facebook. He's a badass. So what he tells me, I'll believe. How's that?
There you go.
I bet he can't explain it to me either. All right, quick break. Get some Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A lot of people trying to explain it to me, and I appreciate that. Like Tim Burgess says, it really makes it so ISPs like Comcast can throttle sites or make them inaccessible. So Comcast could take money from ESPN to block smaller sites like, say, SportsMap. I've seen a lot of this doomsday scenario stuff, and then I've seen a lot of people say none of that's going to happen. And then that's the thing. I don't know. And
so
Lamont says, AJ's wrong. It's less government. Imagine what the internet was before Obama regulation before 2015. It's a big snooze fest. It's a whole bunch of Y2K useless freakout.
No, it's not.
Okay. I don't know.
So the net neutrality rules that, and everyone, I guess now it's everything's attached to a president, but that happened under Obama. Basically, what it meant is the providers are required to treat, under the net neutrality rules, they're required to treat all online content the same, which means they can't deliberately speed up or slow down traffic for a specific website or an app. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Nor can they put, like, they can't put their own content at an advantage. So if let's say one of these internet providers owns a news website, they can't give it better internet or better speeds than their competitor. You know what I mean? So Comcast can't choose to slow down Netflix to make its streaming service more competitive. If they were like, oh, well, if we slow down Netflix enough, Comcast internet streaming or Comcast streaming will be a bigger deal.
Well, I mean, but wouldn't somebody just go to a different provider then?
But then every provider is going to be doing the same thing.
Well, not if they're competing with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. But I would say if I had Comcast and they did that and I wanted Netflix, I would go to someplace where I could get Netflix faster.
I think, and you know, Netflix is obviously an easy thing to talk about. And I don't think, I mean, Netflix has enough money that it's probably not going to be affected very much.
So something smaller, like.
But the next Netflix, whoever's coming up with the next thing that we're going to love, that's going to have a harder time getting off the ground because it's going to take money for these things.
Everybody.
There's like 100 calls on the lines about this. And one dude wanting to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
let's bang through some.
All right. Why don't you pick them?
John, give me line 8, I think. That's Matthew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, sports.
Hey, so I think AJ did a really good job explaining what net neutrality actually is in the sense that it basically treats the internet as a public utility, which means that it's regulated kind of similar to how, like, your electric bill would be regulated. But what the worry is that without net neutrality, the companies are going to be able to charge whatever price they want, give the preferred streaming and things like that. But the concern is that we end up like the system that they currently have in Portugal, where you're basically paying for access to particular chunks of sites. Like, you pay your base fees, but if you want social media access, it's going to be an extra $5 a month. If you want the sports sites, an extra $5 a month. The worry is that we're going to get nickel and dime. Are we going to see that immediately? No. But there's a concern that it could possibly come in the future, and that's quite...
We lost him, but okay.
Oh, because he didn't pay his nickel and dime.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Let's talk to Gray.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey, so sports Gray.
You got it.
Never mind.
No, sorry, man. You got to have your radio down.
This is it. This is a warning. This is to all callers of the radio show. Please turn your radios down. Say this with peace and love.
I say so. That doesn't sound very genteel of you.
Let's see. Omar. Sports, Omar.
Yeah, you guys hit it on the nail on the head right there, that last one. It's about access. And so you ask the question, well, why does it matter if you pay this or that? You can go to another competitor. Most places have one internet connection. So like that one guy, maybe you're in an apartment complex, or maybe you're in a subdivision that only has one access to the internet. So if they're going to slow down either Netflix or like the next big Netflix, small business trying to put some video content out, you don't have another choice. You're either that or you go back onto your phone. And with the media conglomeration where they're having the guys that are giving the wires out for the internet and they're making content, that's the worry that they may be deciding to put their content over maybe the small one, the next one, or whoever they have a contract with. And that just gives a lot more power for anybody who's currently existing and doing a great job and really powerful, and not allowing other folks to get in on the small end if you're treating them all equal.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah. And it becomes, like for us, we live in Houston. We've got a couple options here. I mean, we don't have a ton, but I guess I know I've got my internet's through AT&T. I could have internet through Comcast. I don't know what my other options are, but I think I've got maybe one more option.
I think I've got three or four options.
Okay. Think about if you live in Angleton.
Well, yeah, like Hornsfan 29 says, I only have one option in the area I live for internet provider. There's no competition here. And that's like when I first lived in apartments, same thing. I couldn't get DirecTV. I couldn't even get Comcast. I had to get like Phonoscope cable, and then I'd get whatever I could for internet. So I understand that. But
Frobius and Lamont are talking about whether it's going to be done in Congress. It's not like it's not something, and Frobius is right. It's not something that goes to Congress, but the issue is going to be probably decided in court, not today, but it could be legislated in Congress. It could be something that comes up as legislation. So it's not something that Congress is going to vote on based on this decision. But if it goes through enough courts, it could end up being something legislated in Congress.
And Risky says the government overreach and regulation was when it was put in place in 2015. This is the government getting out of the internet. It does not help or hurt you. Only small businesses trying to get stuff on the internet.
Oh, well, so we want to hurt small businesses getting stuff on the internet? Is that what we're saying?
Well, I guess it could potentially hurt them, is what I'm hearing. Right? I mean, that's what I was running into today. I was reading stuff, and here's the doomsday scenario. And that was a big thing they kept saying. Oh, they could do this. Does that mean they're going to?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I just always feel like there's a lot of when something like this happens, there's here's the worst case scenario. How often does the worst case scenario actually happen?
That's a good point.
That's something I don't know enough about. I'm trusting you guys on, but I guess there's just some things my brain doesn't comprehend, because I must have read for an hour today about this, and I just could not get my arms around it at all. I'm still not sure. I'm just getting what people are. I mean, I'm understanding it a little better based on what people are telling me.
Last time worst case scenario actually came through, November 9th, 2016. It happened. It could happen again.
Okay.
John remembers. Like it's my 9/11.
Stop.
It's 11/9.
Worst case scenario was Deshaun Watson blasting his knee.
Trust me.
And that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did that happen before or after November 9th, 2016?
I think it was after.
Yep.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Yep. It's all connected.
Hmm.
Isn't that how it works? Everything bad that happens, you blame on a presidency now? Is that the that's the move?
So we're blaming Deshaun on 11-9?
Yes.
Okay.
Brandon. Sports.
How's it going, guys?
It's going sports. What's up?
Well, I think part of the problem with the people that are against the vote today, I think their problem with it is that a lot of the telecommunications companies were lobbying for this vote today. And I think that's where you get a lot of the doomsday scenarios. And I think Matt earlier kind of hit a lot of the other points that I wanted to make, so I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Yeah. This is the thing. I wish, and I know it's never going to go away. If lobbying were illegal, like if taking money from lobbyists were illegal, I feel like we'd live in a lot more normal society. Don't you?
Yeah.
Like, wait, because then like dollars don't decide what our government, like what the quote people want, the people who represent the people want. It drives me crazy. And anytime there's something being lobbied, I'm like, oh, no thanks.
Mm. Yeah, because, well, I mean, that's representing one special interest generally, and I'm not a fan of that, but yeah. I think we'll see what happens. Here's another thing I know a lot about: Texans Can Academies. I know that they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. Good kids who had to get jobs to support their families, or they had transportation issues. Well, they get them bus passes so they can get to school, and so many of them graduate and go on and do great things and become important members of society. And you can help. And it's real simple. All you have to do is get rid of something you're not using anymore. A car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, a tractor, a big lawnmower. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it's running. It doesn't matter if it's got flood damage or if it's in great shape. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can go online and do all this in less than a minute. And your donation is tax deductible. So you still got time here for the end of the year to get it on this year's taxes. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give the Texans Can Academies a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we'll get back to this in just a minute, but you know what the overriding message I'm getting from everyone is?
What?
I need to be investing in telecommunications companies.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
All right, that I understand. That part I get.
Will you do it with all the winnings from your fantasy football teams?
No, because my fantasy football teams suck.
You're eliminated?
I'm eliminated in everything. And so as happy as I am to have Christopher Harris on the line, who runs harrisfootball.com, I don't have a damn thing to say to you today, Christopher.
I'm in the semifinals in all three of my leagues. I have made it this far. Of course, in one of my leagues, I made it this far pretty much based solely on the fact that I was smart enough to draft Carson Wentz late, and now I feel like that pooch is screwed. What do you recommend to sad Carson Wentz owner?
May I put you in a brand new 2017 model Jimmy Garoppolo?
maybe that's an option. That's an option. Is that better than a 2017 Jameis Winston?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay,
I don't know what's going on with Winston. But he looks terrible. I mean, you know, we need to reconcile ourselves with the idea that it's 1 week and this stuff is hard enough to predict over the long sweep of an entire season in 1 week. I mean, Nick Foles could go out and throw for 5 touchdowns. I don't know. But if I'm in Vegas and laying odds on who has a better game between, like, Winston, Foles, Garoppolo, I'm almost positive I'm going to get my you know, the favorite there is going to be Garoppolo, because Winston has just been – he was kind of garbage before he got hurt. I don't know what the status of his shoulder is now, but he's been awful these past couple weeks.
Would you be willing to gamble on a guy like Blake Bortles, especially with his matchup this week?
I'd say yes. if I didn't have – I have Garoppolo maybe a spot or two ahead of him in my Week 15 ranks. But yeah, like, I can see it. I kind of feel like you can attack the Texans however you want to. More people obviously have been attacking them via the air. And, you know, maybe we'll see about Fournette's continued lack of practice time. I assume he's just resting. The Jags' preference all year has been to run first and kind of fill in with the pass when you need to, when the defense is sort of, you know, playing a bunch of guys in the box. I'm remembering, what, was it week one? Week two? I think it was week one, right, when Jacksonville was there and they killed him and Bortles went 11 for 21 for 120 yards. You know, I worry that's on the table too.
Yeah, and what about is there a guy that do you pick up a Nick Foles? I mean, if you're in a desperate situation here, is there a waiver wire guy? Because I don't know that Garoppolo is available on too many waiver wires at this stage.
That's right. Yeah, he's been taken in a lot of leagues. So, like, I'd say the order of guys who could be maybe at least available in half of leagues. I bet Garoppolo is still available about half of leagues, which is not a lot because some leagues are dormant, right? I'd say Garoppolo first, maybe Bortles second. Would I say Foles third? I mean, I think Nick Foles just doesn't see the field. I think he's slow in reacting and he can mess you up. Now it's a good matchup against the Giants, and I'd be foolish to say it's not possible that he could have, you know, 200 yards and three touchdowns, which could be fine, right? But again, if I'm in Vegas, I think he's probably third on that list, and maybe I'm forgetting people that I should even put ahead of him in that list. But you're right. I mean, he is a waiver option. I to be honest, maybe Flacco against Cleveland, because that Flacco, you know, that offense is showing at least signs of life. They've made some plays via the air against bad defenses. I'll take Foles over players like Trubisky or Gabbert just because the weapons are better.
What about DeShone Kizer against the Ravens defense without Jimmy Smith now?
I don't want to go there. He just makes so many mistakes. They put pretty decent weapons around him, and the offensive line has played better. But, man, he just – I mean, it's criminal that they didn't beat the Packers last week. They're up 21-7.
They're telling me. Don't get me started. Chris, we bet on sports here, so you don't have to tell us how criminal it was.
It was criminal.
Hey, speaking of the Packers, how far down your list of quarterbacks are you getting before you throw out Aaron Rodgers and hope that he doesn't break this week?
As long as you can count to three, you got him on my list.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to believe. I'm going to believe, man. I don't know what to tell you. Like, on my podcast, a lot of times I talk about the hill I'm willing to die on, or, you know, have my fantasy team die on. I'm absolutely willing to die with their, you know, oh, darn, I went with a Hall of Fame quarterback instead of Blake Bortles. You know, like, I'm just going to roll him out there. I put Davante Adams 10 on my receiver list. I put Jordy Nelson 16 on my receiver list. I am choosing to go a whole hog. I actually wrote a piece for the Washington Post because they couldn't believe my ranks. I write a couple columns for them every week. And like, they were like, wait, you got to write a column about that. What are you doing? I'm absolutely 100%. Like, if I don't have Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, what the heck? I think in the fantasy playoffs, people make the mistake of playing it conservative. And my advice would be, if it's close, if you've got a close comparison for a lineup decision, go for upside. You're playing good teams now. You're playing teams that have a lot of upside built in. I don't really care what ESPN's projection is on the website. Those things are nonsense anyway. I would be trying to build in as much upside as possible, and my goodness, at least you can agree Aaron Rodgers has upside.
He definitely has that, but man, he's also got the first quarter sack. He gives you 0.6 points and then your season ends.
Don't live your life afraid.
I'm living my life afraid. I've got Ben Roethlisberger as my other option, which, you know, I don't know how far
he's
down
four.
Your list you've got him. You've got him four, you said?
That's right. He's four.
I'll take the safe route here. I'll stick with Big Ben.
I understand it. He's been red hot. I mean, if you want to play scared with that game, when do the Steelers ever play well against the Patriots? Are they 10-2 the last 12? The AFC Championship game last year was not a contest. Like, you know,
that's fine with me. That just means they'll be chasing.
What's that?
That just means they'll be chasing. I love a quarterback who's got to play from behind.
Sure. I mean, he played from behind in that championship game, didn't play well. I he's the reason he's number four, right? But I can see a downside. As much, you know, what's the percent chance Rodgers is out with an injury in this game? 20%? What's the percent chance Big Ben's out with an injury in this game? 10%? Like, I feel like they both have some downside, but I agree with you. Probably Big Ben has less.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, and follow him on Twitter, at Harris Football. Go check out his website, harrisfootball.com. Are you still doing six podcasts a week here as we wrap up the season?
I am, although not Christmas week. But until then, six a week, and then I will take a long winter's nap in hopefully Los Angeles. That would be lovely to get out of this weather. It's 22 degrees here today during the day. I think it's like 15 right now. Get me out of here.
All right, Chris, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks for having me on. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. All right, I got to tell you guys about Pajamagram, pajamagram.com. Christmas is right around the corner. You want something that's going to make her happy, something that's going to make you happy. Pajamagram's got you covered. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from Pajamagram, which, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each hoodie footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that up on Christmas Day, especially if you offer the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a hoodie footy and sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram, you'll save $40. Plus, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Sorry, I was buying some stock in AT&T when I was... No, just kidding. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content for some of your favorite radio hosts. Tomorrow you have Palillo will be up. I have a story today on the Rockets, and I want to get to it at some point. If you're on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com, and follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Well, let a couple more people weigh in on this and then move on.
Sure.
Because the whole world wants to. Is that Jeremy? Is that what the top name is?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Jeremy.
Sports and net neutrality.
Hello, sports and net neutrality to
hey,
you.
Hey, sports and net neutrality. How's it going?
It's going sports.
Just wanted to add a little piece of information. So the FCC has basically offloaded the responsibility of governing as far as what content can be throttled and what can't, but the FTC is now in charge of that. So what the FCC did, it said the FTC will now monitor any traffic that's been throttled and then decide whether it's being anti-competitive or not. So really that's, I don't know if you want to call that minimizing government, but it's still government involvement. So
yeah,
that's being left out of the conversation.
Government.
I just wanted to add that.
All right, I would just say anything the FCC is involved in.
I'm so against the FCC.
Yeah.
It's such an unneeded, unnecessary, but that's what the government is in a lot of ways.
I'm with you.
Let's talk to, who's that at the...
I can't read that name.
JF288.
Perfect. I know he'll have a good take. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Listen, I mean, that guy's right in a sense, but he's wrong in a sense, too. This is a very complicated situation that dates back to the pre-2000s. I got a computer engineering background. The FCC actually used to sue. I mean, there's several court cases on this where they sued Comcast. They sued Verizon for throttling BitTorrent, Napster, websites like that. What happened is Comcast, Verizon, they turned around and sued the FCC, and all these things have been tied up in court cases for a decade now. If you want to simplify it and say the government is taking their hand out of the pie or putting their hand in the pie, you can try to word it however you want. But what the government is actually doing is they're handing the keys back over to the ISPs, back over to the internet service providers. And to make it as simple as possible, that's never been allowed. It's never happened in the history of the internet. So people that say, oh, this didn't happen in the Bush era, this didn't happen in 2008, the internet ran fine. You're exactly right, the internet ran fine, but the ISPs never had the ability to throttle speeds or throttle website content. And that's what's important that people are missing here, is it's the website content that something like Houston Sports and stuff or Sports Map, that you're going to actually, those companies are actually going to have to pay the Verizons, the Comcast, to drive traffic to their site. And it used to not be like that. It used to just be able to Google whatever the first three things that came up you clicked on. Well, now whatever your company is, you could be way down the list, and you actually have to pay Comcast in order to get that content. And if people don't realize that, they're really getting some misinformation. This is a huge deal, and it has a chance to really impact people's lives. Think of it as I know you guys got to go, but think of it as like having your cell phone. You're driving around the Houston area, you get four bars, you get great service. You start venturing away, or you start getting out towards West Houston, and now all of a sudden I can't pick up ESPN 97.5. That's exactly what's going to happen, or not that is going to happen. It's what can happen
One quick question before you go anywhere: how is this any different than what I pay Google now to get things moved up on a Google search?
It's not any different. It's not any different, but what happened before is Google never had the ability to say, okay, Fred, I don't want your money anymore. And that's where it gets alarming for people. So now what Google can say is Google can say, I don't want your money, Fred. And Yahoo can say, I don't want your money, Fred. And now I'm taking money from Joe Blow website, Republican or Democrat, however you want. And they can drive content to places that they want to drive content to, and it takes away your ability to get people to come to your website. Does that make sense?
Yeah, although I don't know too many companies that tell me they don't want my money when I'm spending it, to be honest with you.
No, I agree with that, but we're talking about billions of dollars now.
Well, we do okay here at Gal Media, so I think we can compete with a lot of people. But yeah, I don't know. Then I'll go to somebody else. There's got to be somebody who will take my money.
Let's talk to Greg. I don't think this is anything related, but it'll clear the call bank, which would make me happy.
Yeah, and then we don't have to take calls the rest of the day.
We'll take it.
That was a good call, though.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Hello, Gregory Sports.
Hey, it's not Gregory. It's just Greg, the sports team.
The thing says Gregory or Gregor.
I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
Well, hey, guys, I said something about net neutrality, and I wasn't going to say anything until that last caller. Just to give you a better analogy, it's not that they're not going to take your money. It's that, and let's just use Republican and Democrat for no apparent reason, but if they get money from the Democratic Party, they can slow the Republican Party's website down so slow that nobody wants to go there. So it's not so much that they will take one money and they won't take another money, but they can take one competitor's money and then slow the other competitor's website down so much. And if you, like you guys said, if you live in an apartment complex or you're someplace where Comcast is the only game in town, you don't have a choice. You won't be able to go to that other website, or you'll have to go extremely slow. And I know you guys said, hey, how often does worst case scenario happen? Remember what the last guy said, and that was going to be my point. It's already happened before. We had to make the stop. So if they get the control back again, they absolutely will do it again. The worst case scenario will happen because they've already done it before. Anyway, so that's enough about the net neutrality. What I was calling about is I'm a University of Michigan alum. I'm a University of Michigan grad. I have season tickets. So everything I see University of Michigan, I see with rose-colored glasses on. And I just got my little envelope in the mail asking me for my alumni money. And I'm sitting here trying to decide how big of a check I want to write. So I'd love to get some sportscasters' thoughts on it. How are we looking from somebody who's not looking through the alum and fan glasses in terms of our offense? Are we regressing? Is Jim Harbaugh really the god that I grew up thinking he is and now our coach, or am I just being a fan?
Well, here's what I'll say about Michigan football right now. I mean, I think these next two recruiting classes are really important. But getting a quarterback, the kid they got from Ole Miss is maybe a good thing.
Doesn't he have to sit out a year though?
Yeah. But whatever the case is, if Michigan can't get better at quarterback, they are what they are, and I assume that Harbaugh is going to get them better. But Spate and O'Corn, like if that's what you're throwing out there.
Those guys should not be starting at
FCS schools.
They
shouldn't be at
Michigan. No, they shouldn't be at Michigan. They shouldn't be starting at FCS schools. I'll be honest with you. Those guys can't play. And that's the main problem. And he's got to get somebody who can play. And I think he will. And I've got a lot of faith in Harbaugh. But what he needs is Jim Harbaugh, not John Harbaugh.
Jeff Harbaugh.
Spanky Harbaugh. But he's got to get a quarterback. I mean, the rest of the team is pretty damn good. And he will get one. And he's good with when he gets a good quarterback, he's a damn good coach. And I think he will. But they just got stuck in a situation this year where they had guys who have no business playing quarterback in college football. As starting quarterbacks, I mean, if you have to play them for one game, that's fine. But they had no business playing Division I.
I believed that Harbaugh would win a championship when he got to Michigan. Now I'm not as sure as I was.
Well, I think the only thing is he may burn out and bail before he does.
I could see that.
Yeah, but yeah, I would feel good about writing my check though. Just make sure it goes to a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Just can you put in the memo section which quarterback you want to pay that to? All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. There was a graduate who was working as at a large coffee chain, and she was a happy barista that wanted more. She started attending classes at my computer career while baristaing. And today she's an IT pro. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. My Computer Career could get you trained for the high demand field of IT and start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. Some of them want to be of you.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.